Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR's senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Jenna Johnson of The Washington Post. Jenna, you and Mary Pat Flaherty did a great job here of dealing with the latest circumstance involving the health care exchange. And I think a lot of people thought that since we moved on to Connecticut, it was a done deal. But that's not the case at all, is it?
Yeah, Maryland is yet again on a very tight deadline. They have a lot of work to do before the next open enrollment period opens on November 15th. They basically have to completely rebuild their exchange. All that Maryland's getting from Connecticut is a bunch of code. Maryland basically needs to build a new structure that can hold that code. And they also need to customize it in ways. The way that Maryland decides who qualifies for Medicaid and who does not is different than Connecticut. And those are all things that need to be done.
And so the federal government is watching this, and they're meeting with people, or they're about to determine if what we're doing is viable.
Well, that's what we're told. The process is extremely secretive. There's a series of meetings involving Maryland officials and federal officials, and the federal officials are leaving it up to the state officials to explain to the public what's happening in these meetings. And what we're being told is that Maryland is full force ahead on rebuilding its system using the Connecticut technology, and they're not coming up with a backup plan like was just announced up in Massachusetts. Massachusetts is going to be rebuilding its current exchange, but also doing some work on the side so that if they're not ready come November, they can quickly switch over to the federal marketplace for a year.
Well, this doesn't seem like something that would fill us all with quiet confidence. And also, what about the business of doing it behind closed doors? I mean, is that legal? I mean, we do have an open meetings law.
You know, the officials in charge have to make big decisions very quickly, and they don't want to get slowed down in that process. And they believe that they've brought in the right people to make these decisions. Maryland's Secretary of Information Technology, Isabel Fitzgerald, is now actively working on this project. And they're confident that the decision that they've made is the right one. And since they've made this decision, they have had open meetings in which they've explained how they got to this point.
Well, so Peter Francho, the comptroller, is not happy about this. So maybe he will try to keep the door open.
He's not the only one. There's quite a few lawmakers, Republicans and Democrats, who have said, are we sure that we have learned all of our lessons from the first time around? Are we sure that we shouldn't be bringing these contracts before a public board and publicly debating them?
What's the next date that we should all be thinking about or looking for?
So apparently there's going to be a meeting on June 30th. It's a check-in day with the federal officials just to see how things are going. But other than that, the next date that I know of is November 15th, the day that the exchange will open and people can once again try signing up for private insurance plans.
Okay, Jenna, thank you so much for your great work.
Thank you.
For Jenna Johnson, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.